dirty rigs? Get them clean at Max Tent and Detail on South Main Street in Marion. Stop by and have Stephen and Stacy McKinney get your rig whipped into shape with a detailed cleaning, new window tent, or other accessories. That's Max 2 Tent and Detail in Marion.
Welcome to the Rocket Podcast. Our preview this week is the Webster County game, and we have with us offensive coordinator and I assume the head coach in waiting would be the proper way to phrase Coach Thompson's title at this point, heir apparent. I know the school's got to go through all the processes, but I think everything's set up with the intentions of you being the next head coach, and I haven't congratulated you officially on air on that. This is the first time we've had you on since that's come about, but I'm sure that's a relief to you, isn't it, Sean Thompson?
Well, I don't sit here and think of it as I'm the next head coach. I know I have to go through the processes like anyone else. That's the plan for me. That's what I want. And I trust that that's the direction we're going. And, I mean, but I'm not going to sit here and be comfortable in it and feel like it's mine.
You know, I do, and I've mentioned this to several people. I see you taking a lot more ownership and maybe being a little more comfortable. And do you feel that?
Yeah, I'm a shy person. It takes me time, but when I get comfortable, I come out of my box, and I think that's what's happening here. You know, it took me time to, you know, how do I need to be with the kids? Because I try to be whatever I need to be for the kids, the group of kids that I have, and it took me time, and we've had this group for a while, and I am comfortable, and I enjoy being with them.
And I see them more comfortable with you, too, and when they come to the sideline and they seek you out, you know, and that's good. That's good to have that rapport, obviously.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Hunter doesn't always want to seek me out to the sideline, but, you know, hey, he takes it. And I'm happy the kids are comfortable with me. I want them to be comfortable with me. I want them to be able to come up with me any issue that they have, whether it's football or any other sport or just life. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy that that's finally happening.
You bring up Hunter Boone, the quarterback, and Hunter's had a tough couple of weeks. Interception-wise, this past week, 6 interceptions. Obviously, for a quarterback, that's something you don't want to have associated with a football game. But you know, in his defense, he's a guy that runs up the total on the other side too. How does a guy as a quarterback? You played quarterback in high school, and then went on to play receiver in college at Campbellsville. But how does a guy come off of a couple of games like that where Hunter wears this? He takes a lot of ownership. You can see that on his face and in his mannerisms, his body language. So how does he bounce back from that? Is he this week been all right?
He's been fine. It's about the team rallying around him. You know, he has 9 interceptions on the year, and half of those aren't his. You know, with what we do, we're a quick game. We want to get the ball out quick. We want to throw the ball, get it in space quick to our athletes, so we don't necessarily have to block up front all the time, because we can run into mismatches that way. So we want that ball out as quick as possible, and we got to make sure the routes are being run correctly. You know, Hunter's biggest issue is not that he throws interceptions. His biggest issue is sometimes he gets tired, and once he gets tired, it's technique at that point. It's holding on to the ball a little bit long and staring receivers down. But you know, going back and watching the film, 50% of his interceptions right now are not on him.
The team we're going to play this week, Webster County, they're 1-3 on the season. They won last week. I think it was their homecoming game. They beat one of our district opponents, Fulton City, which is winless. I know Webster County's got to be feeling pretty good about that. They don't have a lot of kids on their roster, and they've struggled the last few years. It's been a team that we've just manhandled. You know, we've beaten them 11 out of the last 12 times we've played them, and just dominated the series. And it's a series that goes back to 1972. In fact, every year since 1972, Crittenden County has played Webster County other than 2 seasons. So it's a very familiar foe. What do you know about this Trojan team?
I mean, they're coming off a big win. It's huge for them, especially they're a very young team. I think they're a sophomore, junior-led team, and I think there's only one senior on the
Their quarterback is a young kid. What do you know about him? Is it, this season. He hasn't thrown the ball much, and I know
he hasn't thrown it much, but he's young. You know, he stands in there and he'll deliver the ball. He runs a little bit, or is capable of running. The backup quarterback, he's older, but he's playing other positions. I'd say he would probably be the guy if it wasn't for him to have to play other positions. So the young guy stepping in, and I think he's doing okay for them. He'll grow, but if we put pressure on him, you know, a young quarterback, force him into mistakes. He's thrown 5 interceptions on the year to 1 touchdown.
And that's Mason Wilson is number 22 is their starter, and then Bryce Johnson has come in a little bit and spelled him at times, but. You know, it's kind of hard to say what they've got. They haven't run the ball real well this season. You know, when they do, the quarterback, I think he carries the ball quite a bit. And does Bryce Johnson, the kid that steps in sometimes there. You know, all their on the KHSAA website, there's not a whole lot of statistical information about them. All their scores haven't been reported, but it looks like Gabriel Salazar is a kid that we remember last year on defense, and he's back, and he's a pretty good football player.
Yeah, and number 71, Ronald Conley, he's a kid. We know Webster. We do a lot of 7-on-7 with him in the summer. That kid is tough. He doesn't care if they're down. They could be. I watch him at Union County. They're down 49-0. He's out there playing hard, excited about big plays, whatever it may be, no matter what. And that's leadership. He's a junior, you know, and that's something you can build off. Having somebody with that mentality to build off of is good for those guys. And he's number 71. You'll see him flying around having fun.
And what position he played?
He was playing linebacker, but he's playing guard and defensive line now. I think they had to move him down. He's wearing a different number as well.
Of course, this is a game. They've scored 41 points all season long and allowed almost 200. I mean, this is a game we go in, we take care of business, and what do you, you look for getting confidence back? What are you looking for out of this game?
Well, we want to come out and start strong, and we want to finish strong. That's we have not been able to put that together completely yet. You say Stewart County, we came out, put all those points up, but we still come out and give up another score right after halftime. We want to come out and start and finish. We want to play a complete game. You know, offensively, we want to value the ball. You know, that's what I've been preaching all week. We want to value it. It's not just interceptions. You can say it's interceptions. We had fumbles as well.
Last week.
We've had with drops. We have drops. The receivers dropping the ball, you know, we have wrong routes. We just want to value the ball, do our job every play. Each man do their job, then we have a chance to be successful against whoever we play. And I think the kids really and truly are buying into that now, the more and more success they have against good teams. So,
and this is a team, if the story plays out, if you will, the way that it should, our starters maybe play into the third quarter and, you know, it could be different. Western could give us a ball game, but if history repeats itself, and based on what we've seen so far this season, it should be a short game for the starters, and maybe get some of these younger kids in there. I know the young kids came in and played last week. I know everybody's impressed with them. What about these guys?
The freshman group and even the sophomore group. You know, we have you talk sophomores. You have. Hunter Jones, who stepped in and been huge on defense. He's going to be an exciting player to watch. He's all over the place. He makes tackles. He's just where he's supposed to be. Doesn't always look the best getting to where he needs to be, but he makes the play. And that's you need people you can depend on. And you go to this freshman class, and you have Ian Ellington came in, got his opportunity. He's going to start again. You have Kaden McAllister came in, took advantage of his opportunity, was the co-defensive player of the game last week against Caldwell. He's going to continue to play. You see Braxton Winders get time. He's going to continue to get time. And there's more there.
Tyler Boone
came in and was ready when his number was called. And, you know, he missed a lot of the preseason. So, you know, to be able to step in.
With a basketball injury, right?
Yeah, basketball injury.
summertime basketball.
Yeah, summertime basketball injury carry with him. That's okay. He came in, he was ready to play.
Yeah.
So, and that's huge.
And I think he had a pretty good JV game this week, didn't he?
He had a good JV game. The JV played well, beat Trigg 22-6, maybe. 22-6. And I was impressed. What I like about the freshmen, they fly around and they hit you. They don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care who you are. They're going to hit you. You're going to remember you play them. And I feel like there was a long time Crittenden County was known for that. Whether you're going to go out and win or lose, you knew you played Crittenden County. And they bring that back.
Some of these other younger running backs, Xander Tabor's really run the ball very well when he's gone in later in the games, and then Lathan Easley, I think, has proven that he can do the same thing. And, and both those guys, they're not afraid to mix it up, stick their nose in there, run, are they? They'll go.
Xander has made me, as an offensive coordinator, comfortable in putting him in there in crucial times.
Yeah.
So, you know, in my mind, I can rewind back to Trigg throwing that pick late in the corner of the end zone. Gavin's getting up kind of crampy. Nesbitt's sick on the sideline. I'm like, man. So in my mind, Dawson's the guy that's out there and he's ready to go. You know, you just start looking around. Everybody's tired, ready to go. So I go where I feel like I needed to go with the ball, and you know, things happen. Xander has proven to me that he can play in those moments.
Maybe right there you have a fresh set of legs in the backfield. There you go. There's your man.
And he's proven that. So going forward, we can do that. Lathan is probably one of the toughest kids on the team. And JV game the other night, oh, my gosh.
He is – the last couple of years, he's really come on as a football player.
He just flies around and – you don't know where he's at.
And he's one of those guys, if he's got the ball, he's going to hurt you as a defender. Yep.
He runs hard. He runs real hard.
Yeah. I know we're all excited about that group and excited about this junior class and the seniors. I mean, everything. We've had a couple of disappointing weeks. Mm-hmm. I think the first quarter, obviously, against Caldwell County was an emotional high, and then it turned on a dime. But I still think we have a good football team, and we start playing in our Class A. It's gonna be fun.
Oh yeah, we are this close to being where we should be. I mean, I hold my fingers up like you can see me. I mean, we're there. We're borderline being what people expect us to be. I mean, it's going out and execute when it's time to execute. We have to execute. Execution is key. And that's what we're lacking right now. And you can say, you know, at times that's because it's lack of experience. We're young. We're still young. We're experienced, but we're young still. Because, you know, oftentimes you want to be a senior-led team. We're a junior-led team. So we're still young. But once it clicks and we do what we're supposed to do, more plays than we don't, then people will see another team.
Cody Belt and Ethan Dawson obviously have been the go-to guys so far. And I think Ethan maybe a little more, but Cody's certainly proven himself as the guy. Who else out there is starting to gain your confidence and Hunter's confidence to throw the ball to him?
Well, you know, it's all about how you practice. So Ethan Dawson told me a year ago, I'm going to start with Ethan. He told me a year ago that his goal was to break every record. And he said specifically, I want to break all of TK's records.
Yeah.
So in my mind, he's telling me he wants to be the best receiver that's played here. Because I play with TK, and that's how I feel about TK. I laughed. And we went on about it now, 400 yards later into the season. I'm like, okay, all right, he wasn't joking. But that's the way he practices. He practices like that is his goal, and that's why he's getting everything he's got. Hunter believes in him, without a doubt. Hunter will force balls to him, without a doubt. But Hunter believes in Cody. Hunter believes in Brandon Lamey. You know, I believe in Brandon Lamey. Lamey last year is a guy that stepped in when we had a couple guys go down and show that he can do it.
Very athletic.
And we know what Lamey can do, and he'll show his opportunity to come, his time to come. You know, Caldwell tried to play man against us, and he took advantage of his matchup, and you see what he can do. He can do that any play. Mason Hunt moves back to us from Madisonville. Very confident in him and his ability. You know, you just got to make the plays when they come.
What about Hunter Jones? Is he an option on the offense now? He was the backup quarterback. Now he's not.
And Hunter Jones is an option. He's playing receiver in JV to get him caught up in that while Braxton's playing quarterback, and they rotate a little bit. I don't know who I would go if Hunter, if something were ever happened or we went second round. I don't know who I would go with. It just depends on the situation.
At quarterback,
yeah, because they're two different kinds.
Two different kinds.
Braxton can run the ball. I'm not saying he can't run the ball, but Hunter Jones is very effective running the ball, and he can, and that's what he does. It's like putting another athlete there. Like I said, even if it looks like he's struggling doing it, he gets it done.
Yeah.
But another big one we're getting back this week is Peyton Riley. And
right.
Those hands, those are glue traps.
And, it's really, I think in the preseason, he was the guy projected maybe to be the number one receiver.
Yeah.
And here he comes back this week. Yeah. Now, is he coming back full strength right now? Will we see him in the starting rotation, or is he going to ease him in?
He will definitely, he'll be on the field with the ones. They'll rotate out wide, so we have more guys that can play. You know, he'll rotate. Kyle Castiller is a guy that can play offense, and you don't see that much. He starts on defense, but he's a guy that I'm comfortable with. But Peyton will rotate for sure at probably X and Z on the outside, and you'll see quickly the ball doesn't hit the ground when it goes his way.
Yeah.
You know?
And he broke his collarbone in the preseason before you put pads on, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just a freak accident in practice.
It's crazy. Yeah. But he's back, fully released, ready to go. Yeah. That's exciting for us.
Glad to have him back and just in time for the Webster County game. But then as we turn this corner, kind of almost at the midpoint of the season, now we take a look ahead to the district lineup. And, you know, let's go through the district a little bit. As we mentioned, Webster County beat Fulton City last week. Not a surprise, but Fulton City generally has some athletes, and this time maybe they're the well may be a little drier than it has been in the last few years. And this week, Fulton County and Fulton City play, so that'll be an interesting score to watch for on Friday night. And last week,
they play again? I think they played once. I think Fulton County's already beat them.
I may have looked at that schedule wrong, man.
No, I think they do play.
Do they play twice? Okay, that's what this is then. Yeah, all right. Russellville plays Trigg this week, which will be an interesting score to watch as well. And then they lost last week to Logan County, which hadn't lost a game. So Logan is obviously up a little bit. Yeah. Russellville maybe not what they have been, but still Russellville.
Russellville is in a situation where they're playing a lot of new players, especially on offense. They're still a good team. They're a fast team. They're explosive. And, you know, and that's the ultimate goal, is to be ready when we get that opportunity to go against them here this year at our place and be clicking on all cylinders. So, and we'll have to come correct because they are still a good football team, no matter what their record says.
Yeah, no question. Let's talk just a little bit about Little League football. And Avery Thompson had a big day. I can't talk enough about the festive atmosphere was Sunday afternoon out here. It was a beautiful day, and Rocket Stadium was packed for the Little League football game.
Yes, it was. That's exciting to see all those people there. You know, it's funny. I'm watching Tanner before the game. You know, I watch Avery from a distance. I try not to be too involved because I'm the only coach in America that doesn't know what they're talking about when it comes to him. And Tanner, you know, he asked
Tanner him, Tabor, the coach of the third and fourth.
He says, "You guys nervous?" Avery's hand is higher than everybody. And I was like, man, I don't know how to react. I want to go over there and tell them, but I don't want to get them all ruffled right now. But, I mean, it ended up being a good experience. That team is good. They're mainly third graders out there. You know, there's a few fourth graders, but it's mostly third graders. It's exciting to watch that group play. They fly around and they have fun.
And your dad had come in from Florida, and it was pretty good timing. It had a little wind and rain down there.
Yeah, he was able to avoid the hurricane, and it was – he didn't come because he wanted to get away from the hurricane. It was a planned visit. He wanted to see Avery's first game. And, I mean, Avery showed up for him. So
yeah,
I mean,
great. He scored all the team's touchdowns except one. Our listeners don't know, your dad played football at Florida State. I believe he's a defensive end, wasn't he?
Yeah, outside linebacker. I guess they played in the three. I don't know what he did. He was a stand-up end.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's exciting to be able to say that my dad played for us. That's a team I love.
Yeah, not a bad little football team.
Yeah, not at all, man. He played during a good time. He played during a good time.
He played for Coach Bowden.
Coach Bowden in the late 80s. You know, Deion Sanders era. Leroy Butler, inventor of the Lambeau League. Yeah. You know, all those guys. Charlie Ward was on that team. He wasn't necessarily the guy yet, but he was there. Exciting time.
So now we understand why Avery does so well. Pretty good pedigree right there.
Yeah.
Huh? Flows through dad to grandpa.
Yeah. I hope he's, you know, and my thing is, as long as he's working for whatever it is, I don't care. He plays all three sports, and as long as he's working and going out and trying to earn whatever he gets, that makes me happy. I'm a happy guy.
I just love to watch these young boys play football. Little League football to me is just, it's fun to watch.
Yeah.
And especially, I can't say enough about what a great job that Jacob Courtney and Tanner Tabor have done with this group. You know, I've been there, and getting those guys to line up and run those plays. They're running the offense the high school team runs.
The exact same thing. They may use different pages out of the playbook, but it's the exact same offense.
And people that may question, you know, why is our high school running such a complicated offense? Look down here at the Little League. They're running the same plays, and they're making them work too. Yeah. So, yeah, great
season. We run the system from top to bottom, same terminology all the way down. You know, for us, it's about – fitting your strengths, whether it's high school, middle school, fifth, sixth, third, or fourth. It's about fitting your strengths. You know, for us, we have a quarterback that he can get it out there quick, and we have guys that can catch it, guys that are good in space. You know, our line is by no means a weakness, but it's not our strength, you know. So,
but they've done very well.
Great. As long as we're doing, getting it out like we're supposed to, then we're good to go. And that's what we have to do. We have to continue to do that. We just have to make sure that we do our job every play. And when there's opportunities to present themselves for us to run the ball, we will do that. You know, on the year, I think we're 50-50. I mean, that's not a bad thing to be. And I mean 50-50 run pass. You know, we don't. It's not like we're throwing way more than we're running. So, you know, and even if we do, it's about what you see as a coach and what the defense is giving you. And that's what we're trying to do. But I don't throw because I want to go out and throw the ball. You know, I don't do that.
I will say that on my statistic sheets, you know, in years past, I had a big area devoted to run and a small area devoted to pass.
That's because he had people like me throwing.
Yeah. I'm going to have to retool my stat sheets. Not only for high school, but middle school is the same way, and Little League football obviously as well. But it's a great time of year. The weather's great, and look forward to see everybody out Friday night over at Webster County at Dixon. Not a long drive. And listen, when you're coming home, they're having the big Tradewater Music Festival over there at Tradewater Outfitters right this on the Crittenden County side of the county line. And they tell me if you come from the game, you pull up to the gate, you tell them to score the football game, they'll let you in for $10. And a lot of big name entertainers are going to be there on Friday night. So just mention that. Be a stop off.
My stepdad's skipping out on the game to go.
Going to the concert?
I said, I appreciate you.
All right, Sean. Well, I appreciate you stepping in for Coach Starnes, who's away at a conference this week, and look forward to having you on more later in the season, too. I know everybody likes to hear from the guy that's pulling the trigger on offense.
Well, as long as you can give me a talk, I appreciate you having me. And tell Coach Starnes to make sure he doesn't disappear too much.
Yeah. All right, Sean. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.